In a previous commentary, I asked the question other local media will not. Where is Texas 19's Jody Arrington getting the resources to live with family in D.C. when the majority of Texas congressmen, indeed the majority from most states, say they cannot afford to live there with their families? In the published version of the commentary, a listener, or site user at least, leapt to Arrington of D.C.'s defense with this. I know this would run contrary to your antagonistic predisposition toward Congressman Arrington, but did you ever stop to think that Congressman Arrington's choice harkens back to the olden days of Washington, when congressmen dedicated themselves to good governance rather than making speeches in town for a couple of days, then racing back home to gripe about how much they hated D.C. without ever accomplishing a thing? Our government worked best when congressmen dedicated themselves to representing their constituents in D.C., and then if they failed to represent them adequately, the voters found someone else who would, he added. Interesting that he ignores the issue put forward not by me, but by the Texas Tribune, and ignores the obvious question of resources. Also, in his defense of Arrington, he espouses the big government of D.C. liberal theory of professional government counter to the framers' design. In short, the quick defense of Arrington attempts to make it appear that my not being a supporter has somehow caused the Texas Tribune to write the original story. Second, he makes the case for Arrington of D.C. being part of the big government progressive wing of the GOP. If you're going to defend your buddy, you might actually try addressing the issue put forward and not add to the critics' arguments. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.